وَلَقَدْ نَجَّيْنَا بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ مِنَ الْعَذَابِ الْمُهِينَ.
Thus did we deliver the children of Israel from the humiliating chastisement.
مِن فِرْعَوْنَ إِنَّهُ كَانَ عَالِيًا مِنَ الْمُسْرِفِينَ.
From Pharaoh, who was most prominent among the prodigals. From Pharaoh. Pharaoh himself was the source of their disgrace. It was on account of him that his people were subjected to a series of disasters. Who was most prominent among the prodigals. The statement about Pharaoh that he was the most prodigal among the prodigals contains a subtle taunt at the Quraysh chiefs. Insofar as exceeding the appropriate limits of creatureliness is concerned, Pharaoh was a mighty emperor who impudently lay claim to divinity. Ultimately, he was destroyed. The Quraysh chiefs stand no chance whatsoever of remaining unscathed if God's scourge strikes them. As we know, the stature of the Quraysh bore no comparison to that of Pharaoh and his people.
وَلَقَدْ اخْتَرْنَاهُمْ عَلَىٰ عِلْمٍ عَلَىٰ الْعَالَمِينَ.
We knowingly exalted them, i.e., the children of Israel, above other peoples of the world. We knowingly exalted them, i.e., the children of Israel, above other peoples of the world.
God knew the weaknesses and strengths of the children of Israel. They were the best people available at that time to shoulder the responsibility of preaching His message.
وَآتَيْنَاهُمْ مِنَ الْآيَاتِ مَا فِيهِ بَلَاءٌ مُبِينٌ.
And bestowed upon them the signs wherein lay an evident test for them. And bestowed upon them the signs wherein lay an evident test for them.
For details, see Al-Baqarah 2, 49-73. Notes 64-85, Volume 1, pages 73-84. Al-Nisa 4, 153-61, notes 182-99. Towards Understanding the Quran, Volume 2, pages 103-11. Al-Ma'idah 5, 20-6. Notes 42-7, Volume 2, pages 150-3, Al-Araf 7, 137-71, Notes 97-132, Volume 3, pages 73-96, and Taha 20, 80-98, Notes 56-74, Volume 5, pages 210-22.
إن هؤلاء ليقولون.
Indeed, these people say.
إن هي إلا موتتنا الأولى وما نحن بمنشرين.
This is our first and only death, and we shall never be raised again. This is our first and only death. And we shall never be raised again.
The unbelievers thought that death would mark the end of their existence, for they did not believe in the afterlife. Use of the expression first death, however, does not necessarily mean that they believed that another death would take place in the future. When we say someone has had their first child, this does not necessarily mean that they will have a second one. What it rather implies is the negation of the birth of any child before the present one.
فَأْتُوا بِآبَائِنَا إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ.
Bring back to us our fathers if you are truthful. Bring back to us our fathers if you are truthful.
The argument underlying their rejection of the hereafter was that they had never seen anyone from among the dead come back to life. They therefore said to the Prophet, peace be upon him, that if human beings were going to return to life, he should bring back their deceased ancestors from their graves so that they might affirm that there is a second life. They regarded this as a weighty argument in support of their standpoint on the question of life after death. In fact, however, it holds no water, for the Prophet, peace be upon him, had never claimed that the dead would be brought back to life in this world, nor had any Muslim contended that he would resurrect the dead.
أَهُمْ خَيْرٌ أَمْ قَوْمُ تُبَّعٍ وَالَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ أَهْلَكْنَاهُمْ إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا مُجْرِمِينَ.
Are these better, or the people of Tuba, and those who went before them? We destroyed them, for they were a criminal people. Are these better, or the people of Tuba?
Tuba was the title of the Himyarite kings. These kings represented a branch of the people of Saba. Tuba seems to be a title similar to the titles Caesar, Khosros, and Pharaoh. In 115 BC, the Tuba established their rule over Saba and reigned supreme there till 300 CE. They were acclaimed for centuries all over Arabia for their greatness.
And those who went before them, we destroyed them, for they were a criminal people.
This constitutes the first rejoinder to the unbeliever's objection. In essence, it says that if a person, a group of people, or a nation rejects the idea of the hereafter, then this inevitably gives rise to immoral behavior. This because disbelief in the hereafter has a definitely adverse effect on human morality. History bears out that those who rejected the hereafter were eventually destroyed. There remains the question posed by the Quran. Are those better, or the people of Tuba and those who went before them? It should be realized that in terms of material prosperity, greatness, and glory, the Quraysh were way behind the people of Tuba, Saba, or Pharaoh, and several other peoples. Notwithstanding this, the affluence and worldly glory of these peoples could not avert the evil consequences of their moral degeneration. Thus, in view of man's historical record, the Meccan unbelievers, with their meager resources, stood no chance of survival.
وَمَا خَلَقْنَا السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا لَاعِبِينَ.
It was not an idle sport that we created the heavens and the earth and all that is between them.
مَا خَلَقْنَاهُمَا إِلَّا بِالْحَقِّ وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَهُمْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ.
We did not create them except in truth, but most of them do not know. We did not create them except in truth.
This is the second rejoinder to the unbeliever's objection. The fact is that whoever denies the afterlife and divine recompense considers this universe no more than sport and play, and its creator no more than a silly child. Accordingly, he thinks that life will come to naught after he did whatever he liked during his lifespan, and that he will face no consequences for his deeds. The fact, however, is that the universe has been brought into existence by the all-wise Creator, and such a Creator cannot be expected to indulge in something altogether vain and purposeless. The Quran adduces this argument at several places.
إِنَّ يَوْمَ الْفَصْلِ مِيقَاتُهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ.
The day of final decision is the appointed time for all. The day of final decision is the appointed time for all.
This is said in answer to the unbeliever's demand, "Bring back to us our fathers if you are truthful." In response, they are told that the afterlife is far more grave a matter than an entertaining public show whereby the dead are taken out of their graves and brought back to life and put on public display. The Lord of the universe has preordained the day of resurrection. On that day, everyone will be brought back to life and be made to stand before God, who will thereafter pronounce his judgment about them. All this will happen on that appointed day, irrespective of whether anyone accepts the reality of that day or not. However, if people do accept it, this is in their own interest, for it will help them prepare for that great event. Conversely, they will end up as utter losers. This because they will have wasted the opportunity that has been granted to them. They wallowed in the wrong belief that this worldly life is all that there is. They mistakenly believe that after a person dies, all things will end and he will face no consequences for his good or bad deeds.
يَوْمَ لَا يُغْنِي مَوْلًى عَن مَوْلًى شَيْئًا وَلَا هُمْ يُنصَرُونَ.
the day when a friend shall be of no avail to his friend, nor shall they be helped.
The day when a friend shall be of no avail to his friend. Mola denotes a supporter or a guardian who comes to someone's aid or support out of consideration for his relationship with that person, be it one of kinship, friendship, or any other.
إِلَّا مَنْ رَحِمَ اللَّهُ إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الرَّحِيمُ
Except those to whom Allah shows mercy. He is the most mighty, the most compassionate.
Except those to whom Allah shows mercy. He is the most mighty, the most compassionate.
This vividly depicts the state of affairs obtaining on the Day of Judgment. No one's help or support will be effective in rescuing a culprit or lightening his punishment. On that day, God alone will exercise all power and authority, and no one will be able to prevent him from enforcing his judgment. Also, no one will have the power to prevail upon him. It will be God's exclusive discretion to spare someone from punishment or to award him a light punishment out of his mercy. True, since God is most merciful, mercy will be the hallmark of His judgment. Nonetheless, God's judgment will be strictly enforced. This is followed by an account of those who will be pronounced guilty on the Day of Judgment. In contrast, those who feared God during their lives and shunned disobedience of Him will be granted abundant reward.